The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a little show called That's Life. As I've been saying for the last 5 years or so, this is far and away the most important show on Russo's brand. This is why I do the other shows, bro, all the other shows, to hopefully lead people to this show, because this show is what's really important. This is a show where we discuss life, we discuss our walk through life. Many, 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 many of us out there all going through the same thing. We are not alone. We are in this together. And that's why I like to come here every Tuesday morning for maybe a little reinforcement, maybe a little confidence, maybe a little bit of faith, maybe a little bit of hope. But that's what this show is all about. That's Life. Before we get to That's Life, guys, I want to talk a little bit about business. As you know, I have two platforms where I have what I believe are some of the best podcasts out there, without a shadow of a doubt. There is russosbrand.com, and there is also patreon.com/RussoTWC. Guys, come March 1st, we are going to be adding a bevy. Yes, I said bevy of new shows on both of those channels. There is not going to be a price increase. You are just going to be getting more of a bang for your buck. We are going to be adding to the content that's already on there. We're going to have new shows. We're going to bring new people in, and I hope you give it a try. You know, guys, with what I do, I really don't depend on advertisers, because quite frankly, you can't depend on advertisers. But what I can depend upon is you, the faithful listeners of this show. We're kind of like PBS. We provide you with the content, and then you make, you know, more or less the donation is subscribing to either russosbrand.com or patreon.com/RussoTWC. So your donations help us grow the brand. And we appreciate that, bro, because I'm always looking to grow. I'm always looking to add new people. So guys, thank you very, very, very much for this. I want to address a couple of things today. I got some emails from listeners during the week, and I'd really like to kind of address what may be on the minds of some people. And I think they are very, very, very important topics. I also want to talk about something that I'm going through lately. And I'm sure a lot of you go through it as well. And this has been tough for me, because the older I get, the harder it is for me to do things that I really don't want to do. You know, when we're younger, we're trying to get someplace, we're constantly doing things that we don't want to do. And I've had my share, like all of you out there. I've had my share of doing many, 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 many jobs that I did not enjoy. And, you know, I had to endure those jobs in order to get to where I wanted to go. I've used an expression throughout my entire life. You could ask my father. I use this expression with him all the time, and it's called suck it up. Sometimes you've got to suck it up. Sometimes you have to do things you really don't want to do. But as I get older, you know, I want my life to be filled with happiness, and I want my life to be filled with joy, and I really don't want to be doing things that I don't want to do. But then again, you know, that's all about the me, and that's all about the I, and it's not all about other people. You know, sometimes, guys, I'm just going to be honest with you. sometimes, you know, there's cases where I should help other people and I want to help other people. But there are times, man, where I just need that time for myself, or maybe I'm feeling a little tired, or maybe I don't want to make that one phone call, you know, because I'm a human being. But at the end of the day, it really is all about serving others, and it really is all about being there for others. And that may entail at times doing some things that you don't want to do. So you got to look at those things. You got to look at those things in perspective. Okay, I really don't want to be doing this. If it were up to me, and if all focus and if all spotlight and if all concentration was on me, I wouldn't be doing this. But there are other people involved. If I do this, does it help somebody else? If I do this, is it a blessing on somebody else? You know, if I'm doing this when I really don't want to be doing it, when I really want to be doing something else, what is the benefit of that? And, you know, I the older I get, I get put in positions where I can really help other people. But helping other people, you know, sometimes it takes my time and sometimes it takes my energy and sometimes it takes my focus. And, you know, I am very centered on my show and I am very centered on my product, Vince Russo's brand, and I never want to let people down. So I don't want to lose that focus of what I do for a living, because there are people that sponsor us and there are people that donate to, you know, the brand, and I want to make sure they're getting every cent worth. But on the other side of the coin, there are things I could do in my life that will help other people. Quite frankly, you know, not help me in a monetary fashion. It has nothing to do with money. It has, you know, nothing to do with, you know, well, if I do this for this person could do this for me. It's got nothing to do with any of that. It just has to do with, you know, helping somebody else. And, you know, guys, a lot of times, you know, that really does take doing things that we don't want to do. I've told you numerous times, I realized that I was becoming a Christian, and I realized that God was becoming more and more centered in my life when I constantly saw myself going against the grain, when I constantly saw myself doing things that Vince Russo wouldn't normally have done before God. And that's when I knew, man, you're changing and you're altering your ways. And, you know, I've said it many times, you know, Christianity and living that life is very, very difficult because, you know, with God as the center of your universe, He is constantly telling you right from wrong, constantly reminding you of the right way of doing things and the wrong way of doing things, constantly reminding you of what you need to be doing, even when the flesh doesn't really want to be doing it. And, you know, to stay obedient to God is very, very difficult, and it is a great, great challenge. But part of that is, you know, changing the way we are and changing our ways and not putting ourselves first and, you know, serving other people and sometimes doing things that we don't want to do. It's called sucking it up. That's part of it, guys. I received a couple emails this week that I really, really, really want to address. And one of the emails was, you know, something that I know we all go through without a shadow of a doubt. Vince, how do I forgive? You know, forgiveness is something that is very hard and very, very difficult for me. How do I forgive other people? And that is really, really, really a good question, guys, because forgiveness is not an easy thing. Forgiveness is a choice. You have a choice of whether or not you want to forgive somebody. That is up to you. Now, guys, I gotta be honest. I've in my life, I've really never been in such a position where somebody has really, really, really done something very, very horrible to me. That like I could not forgive them. You know, thank God I've never had somebody hurt one of my loved ones. You know, I've never had a cheating spouse. You know, I've never really had anybody hurt me to the point of I can't forgive that person. Now, there have been times when I don't want to forgive. You know, when people label me certain things because they're coming after me and they're clearly trying to hurt my livelihood, it is very, very hard to forgive those people. But I could tell you in my lifetime, even I have forgave those people. And is it difficult? Yes, it is. But why do we forgive other people? Well, there is a laundry list of why we forgive other people. You know, first and foremost, you got to look at the example that Jesus set for us, you know, literally on the cross as he was dying. They killed Jesus. They murdered Jesus. And on that cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do." So when you look at that example, you know, of a man that was beaten, a man that was crucified, you know, nails driven through his palms and his feet, brutally, you know, murdered. And God is on that cross. Jesus is on that cross saying, you know, "Father God, forgive them. They know not what they do." So, you know, that is the example that Jesus set for us when he was here. So what he was basically telling us is at all cost, you forgive other people. Okay. That's number one. Number two, you got to look at the fact that we are all flawed. Every single one of us, every single one of us inherited the sin gene. So what that means is we are going to sin. We are going to make mistakes. We can't help ourselves. And a lot of those mistakes are going to come at the expense of other people. Things we say about other people, things we do about other people. We're all going to be guilty of it. I am guilty of it. You know, my words have hurt other people. I'm sure my actions have hurt other people. I've done many, many, many things in my life that I regret. But again, God gives us forgiveness. All we have to do is ask him and he will forgive. Well, if God can forgive me for my sins, then how could I not forgive others for their sins against me? Plus the fact that when I sin against other people, I want them to forgive me. When I've done wrong and when I've royally effed up, okay, and I can't take it back. You can't take it back. You could only ask people for forgiveness and you want them to forgive you. So if you want people to forgive you, then you have to forgive others. And we can't look at people like they're perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody falls short of the mark. So hurting other people is going to be a part of all our lives. It just is. So again, God forgives us. That's the example he sets for us. And we honor that by forgiving other people. Now, guys, don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean you have to be a doormat. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you can let people walk all over you and hurt you over and over and over again. That's not what that means. What that means is you forgive them. But, you know, you have to make the decision of whether or not there is a pattern here, whether or not this person keeps deliberately doing this to me. Is this a good person and is this an influence that I want in my life? Okay, that's something completely different. You know, forgiving somebody is one thing. Letting them continue to hurt you and lie about you and wound you and discredit you, that's something completely different. But I do believe 100% in forgiveness. I have asked for forgiveness. I ask God for forgiveness every single day. And he grants it to me. So if God can grant me forgiveness, I can very, very easily pass along that forgiveness to somebody else. And I hope that makes sense to you. It should, because at the end of the day, it's logic. One of the last things I want to hit about is I heard from somebody who says they suffer from self-doubt, constantly doubting yourself. And what doubting yourself means to me is, you know, what it really comes down to is, am I good enough? I think that's what it really comes down to, doubting yourself. Can I do this? Can I do that? Can I live up to this level? Can I live up to what is expected of me? And all that equates to, am I good enough? And let me tell you guys something flat out. It depends on who you're asking that question to. Because let me tell you guys something. In this world, you're not going to be good enough for a lot of people because the boundaries of the world and the rules of the world are set by Satan. And, you know, Satan tells us of all the things that are important in life that simply are not. And the things that are not important in life. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, guys, turn on your television set. Your television set tells you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, what's important. Money is important. Fame is important. Popularity is important. Power is important. The big house is important. The fancy car is important. The jewelry is important. The looks are important, okay? The body shape is important. And I could go on and on and on and on. And the question is, important to who? Who are all those things important to? They are important to the world. And we all try to confine to the world and be what the world wants us to be. Well, you know, guys, I don't know if you've looked lately, but the world is a very divided place. You got people on one side, you got people on the other side, you got people in the middle. So you've got all kinds of people out there in the world. So that should tell you off the bat, it is impossible for me to please all these people. All these people are going to look at me in a different way. All these people are going to have different expectations of me. Person A wants me to be this way. Person B wants me to be this way. Person C wants me to be this. Okay. So trying to please everybody, trying to be a success in the eyes of everybody, trying to be worthy in the eyes of the world, first of all, is an impossibility. It is 1,000% impossible. And where is the doubt? I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for what? You know, I'm not good enough to find a partner. You know, I'm not good enough for the job. I'm not good enough to go back to school. Says who? Like who's giving you these feelings of insecurity and not making you feel good enough? Look in your life. These feelings are coming from somewhere. And that's what you really have to examine. Where are these feelings of a lack of self-worth coming from? Because let me tell you something. Let me make one thing perfectly clear to you. If you are walking, if you are breathing, if you are living on this planet, they are not coming from God. God is not instilling feelings of a lack of self-worth. And a question of, am I good enough? He is not instilling that in you, because you know how you know you're good enough to God? It's real simple. Your existence. You are here. God created you. There's nobody else like you. There's only one you. With your strengths, your weaknesses, your little quirks, there's only one you. So, you know, now ask the basic question. Would God have wasted a second of his time creating me if I was not worthy? Absolutely not. You were created. You were created to be unique. You were created to be different. You were created to do a job that only you can do. That's why you were created. So where is the doubt? Because that's telling you God thought I was worth it. God thought I was worthy, but I don't feel worthy. The fact that you're here, your very existence should wipe out all of that. So now you really got to look for the core, and you got to look for the reason. There's a root to everything. What is causing this self-doubt? Well, obviously, it's the people around you. It's something somebody said. It's the idea of who you think you should be. You know, something in your background, the way you were treated, something somebody said to you, a boyfriend breaking up with you. Whatever the case, there is a reason that you're feeling that way. But the fact that God created you for a specific job that only you can do, that needs to supersede all. Nothing else matters. That's all that matters, your existence and why you're here. I was put on this earth to glorify God and to glorify his kingdom. That's my focus. What is it that he wants me to do? Where do I fit in? Well, that's the meaning of life. And that's when you got to get down and dirty with God. And that's when you got to surrender it to God and live your life for God. Because the more you do that, the more at peace you're going to be. And the more and more and more he's going to reveal to you. But when your focus is on the world, and when your focus is on pleasing other people, and when your focus is not being worthy in the eyes of other people, well, now your focus is off of God. I'm on Twitch right now, and Real Surf Ninja has a great line from the great Sylvester Stallone, who I love. And I've heard Sly say this. The world is a very cruel and nasty place. It will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. Guys, The devil's agenda is to keep your focus off God. We're in a war here, guys. So if the devil can keep your focus off of God, that is one less person that he has to worry about. With every person that Satan takes in the world is one less person that he has to worry about on the side of the kingdom. That's how it works. So he's going to wrap you up in all this bullshit. He's going to get in your head. He's going to tell you what you're supposed to be. He's going to tell you you're falling short. He's going to tell you you're not good enough. Whatever he could do to get your focus at the task at hand. That's what he's going to do. And when that self-doubt, you know, when that self-doubt starts sinking in, he's winning the war. He is winning you over from God. That's exactly what's happening. And you guys got to keep focused. You've got to keep focused. You're worthy. Because you're here. We've got an almighty God that is very busy and is not going to waste 1 second of his time creating you. So you could spend your time, am I good enough? Am I meeting the expectations of others? Is that guy going to like me? Is that girl going to like me? Here's what you could do. You go out there every day and you be the best you. That's all you could do. You're not here to please other people. You're not here to please the world. You're here to please the one who created you. And how do you please him? By being the best you. That's how you please God. That is where your self-worth is. When your head hits that pillow every night, ask yourself that question before you go to sleep. Was I the best me that I could be today? And the answer is probably going to be no. Because as I said, go to the beginning of this conversation. We all sin. We all fall short. That's why we need God. If we were all perfect, we would not need God. He is the only perfect one. So you at the end of the day, you reevaluate your day. You think about your actions and you think about your words. You think about, was I the best representation of God today? That's what you think about. And then you make mental notes. I need to work on this. I need to work on that. And you wake up the next day, you go out there, you do it all over again, and you become better and better and better and better. Every day you're walking closer and closer and closer to God, and he's revealing more and more and more to you. If you are here, you are worth it. That's it, everybody. That's life. As I said, I hope you continue to support me. I hope you continue to support the brand. There are two places you could do that, russosbrand.com and also patreon.com/RussoTWC. Guys, go out today. Be the best you that you can possibly be. That's what's going to put a smile on God's face. That's what's going to make God proud. And that's all that really matters. God bless you all. I will see you next week.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.
Hello, everybody. This is Uncle Vince Russo from The Brand on The Realm Network. And I bet you're thinking that I am actually here to talk to you about The Brand. But the truth of the matter is,
How many times can I talk to you about the brand, bro? I come on here 7 days a week. I eat, sleep, and drink the brand, bro. I sell the brand. I talk about the brand. I promote the brand. I market the brand. I advertise the brand. But I want you guys to understand one thing. The brand goes much further. And I'm talking about the Realm Network. Guys, I have to tell you, if you know me, bro, you know my history. You guys know when there's always a third party involved, it never works well with me. Guys, you know how that works. However, the Realm Network isn't a third party, bro. The Realm Network is family, bro. And they've been with me since the beginning, having my back, backing me up, supporting me, bro. They are a part of the family, bro. I welcome them into my house with open arms, and I want my brand to embrace the Realm Network family just as much as I do. They are a very important part of this machine. I want you guys to know there are a slew of other great podcasts on the Realm Network. I want you to listen to professional podcasts, top of the line podcasts, great entertaining, informative podcasters. And my favorite show of all, bro, is the Mark and Lowell show. That's my favorite, bro. I'm being honest with you. Mark Ronick is my boy, bro. Mark Ronick is really the guy in the trenches behind the brand, bro. And his partner, Lowell Melser. These guys are as entertaining as they come, bro. They're funny. They're witty. I tell you what, bro. They are a million times more intelligent than Uncle Vince. Bro, you know I'm some schlep who mix up my words. I can't pronounce things. These guys are professional podcasters, bro. And they are funny. Here's the thing you're going to like about these guys more than anything else. They're real, bro. They're real. They're real people you're going to be able to relate to. They're everyday stories. It's not boring BS. It's not political. It's not going to put you to sleep, bro. This is a group of very entertaining, likable, funny people, bro. And they got a whole cast with them, you know, Mark and Lowell. This is a family, bro, just like us, the brand, is a family. We got to share the love, bro. We got to share the hugs. We got to share the intimacy. I want you guys to listen to the Mark and Lowell show on the Realm Network. I promise you, bro, once you listen to these guys, once you listen to this cast of good people, you are absolutely going to be hooked. Check out the rest of the shows on the Realm Network, everybody. Take care, bro. Thanks for listening.